This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakwa began an insightful new series titled The Art of Hearing under the subtitle Why You Must Hear the Voice of God. Today he looks at some of the blessings that we can obtain from hearing the voice of God. Let's join in.
Today I want to share on the art of hearing. Just on the art of hearing. And today I want to share on why you must hear God's voice. One reason why you must hear God's voice. You know, one of the most important things for a successful Christian life is your ability to hear God's voice. Very important. If you can't hear God's voice, you will not have a successful Christian life. Regrettably, it seems as if we have a lot of Christians who cannot hear the voice of the Spirit. They just go by their minds, moving around. I know many people who cannot hear God's voice. But hearing God's voice is not a special preserve of some people. It's not a preserve of apostles or prophets or pastors or men of God. Every Christian is supposed to hear God's voice. In John chapter 28 verse 1, God himself stated the importance of hearing his voice. He said to Israel, a whole nation, to the young, to the old, to the weak, to the strong, to the little child, he gave the same instruction, and even to the priest. And that's what he said, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high, far above all nations of the earth. So God said to them, it's not enough just to read your Bible. He said, the commandments are good, you must follow them, you must obey them. But he said, on top of that, you must also hear my voice. I believe the reason is that the Bible gives general commandments, but the voice of God gives specific commandments. That's the difference. Because I didn't see your name in the Bible when I was reading it, that something was addressed to you personally. It was more looked like general instructions that we must follow. But if we want to follow God on an individual basis, then we have to hear his voice. I like John chapter 10 verse 4. It says about hearing God's voice. When he putteth forth his own sheep, the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So here the Bible says that he calls his sheep. And I like verse 3, John 10, 3. It says, he calleth his own sheep by name and he leads them out. Now, by name is a personal thing. So until you begin to hear God's voice to you specifically, by name, you might not know what God wants you to do personally as an individual. And that's very important. And I even realize that even when it comes to reading the commandments of God, God must direct you to the scriptures that are relevant to you at a particular point in time. Because not every scripture is relevant to you at any point in time. There is a time when the Holy Ghost will have to quicken a certain scripture and tell you that today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Like Jesus said in Luke chapter 4 verse 21. So you know, even Jesus, he had the Bible, he was reading the Bible all the time. Luke 4:16 says, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. You know, what it means is that he had been reading the scriptures as general scriptures all the time. But this time it was different. Why? Because he had heard God's voice. And what did he say? Verse 18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And he was speaking from the book of Isaiah. And he made an important statement. 21, he said, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. So even when a particular scripture is applicable to you, you can only know it when the Holy Ghost speaks to you. That today, this scripture has become operative in your life. So that's why you really need to hear God's voice. And if you don't see it as important, it's not something that you crave for. It's not something that you will desire. So Deuteronomy, God said to Israel, he said, the Lord thy God will set thee on high. In other words, promotion. When you hear God's voice, you get promoted. You move from one level to the next level and to the next level. Sometimes all you need is just a little voice to edge you on, and you will do the impossible. Then the second thing about hearing God's voice, in Deuteronomy 28 verse 2, he says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. So apart from promotion, it says if you hear God's voice, you will experience a lot of blessings. But today, specifically, I want us to look at Psalm 23. And Psalm 23 tells us why you must hear God's voice. And I want us to look at some of the blessings that are in it, so that when you learn the blessings that are in it, you will begin to have a strong desire for it. How do you know that you don't have a desire for it? For example, I wake up every morning, I pray. I say, Lord, speak to me. When I'm about to sleep in the night, I pray. I say, God, speak to me. I always pray the Lord speak to me. The reason is that maybe the importance of hearing God's voice has not really hit you hard. That's why. Because if it's important to you, you will do it. The proof is in the fruit. Matthew 7:16. By their fruit, you shall know them. And it's one prayer that I always pray. I say, Lord, let me hear. When I want to do something, I pray, Lord, let me hear your voice. When I have a difficulty, I pray, Lord, let me hear your voice. Because I know that it is the key to the blessing of God. So Psalm 23 talks about some of the blessings. Let's read Psalm 23 verse 1. Here the Bible says, this is David, and it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The word I shall not want means I will not have any needs. In other words, when you hear God's voice, your needs will be met. And you know, a shepherd in those days does not guide his sheep by driving them with a stick. Bah, move. Bah. No, a real shepherd drives his sheep by talking. So when you see those Fulani people who look after cows and things, they can talk to them. And when they talk to them, they move in a particular direction. So a real shepherd guides his sheep by talking. So God also guides us by talking. And he says, when he talks, what happens is that he will meet every need of yours. That's why it says, I shall not want. Let's continue reading. Verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. The difference between the rod and the staff is that the rod is a club which is used to fight animals. It's a big stick. So it was very short. It was used to defending the sheep. When a lion is coming, bam! Thy rod and thy staff. And the staff is a long piece of wood which has a curved tip. That one is used for controlling the sheep. And it's curved because you can use it to hook the sheep and pull the sheep to move in a particular direction. So one was for guidance and caring for the sheep. And the rod is for defense, fighting animals. So there are two different things, and they function differently. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Then he says, thou preparest a table before me, verse 5, in the presence of my enemies. You know, let me tell you something. Anytime God prepares a table before you, it will be in the presence of your enemies. So there are some people, when they are being blessed, then they are kind of afraid and they are unhappy because they have enemies. Let me tell you something. The table always comes with enemies. I remember one day God showed me a powerful lesson. Let me tell you this story and I'll continue. You know, I used to have this fish in an aquarium in my house. I had this glass aquarium in my house and I had this cat. And anytime I was going to feed the fish, the cat would follow me to the aquarium. And anytime I started putting the food in, the cat will be hitting the aquarium with his paws. Bah, 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 trying to get to the fish. And I'll see that the fish will react and swim away. But I found it funny because there was no way the cat was going to be able to attack the fish because there was a glass wall separating them. And the Holy Spirit said to me, and he said, that is what it means by you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He said, there is a wall between you and your enemies. And so when you are eating, it looks as if they come to attack you, but they cannot. So the fish have a choice to focus on their food or to focus on the cat. Today, you have a choice. to focus on your blessings in your office or to focus on the people in your office who don't like you. But let me tell you something. Focus on the food, because there is a glass, the Holy Spirit, between you and your enemies. So here the Bible talks about the shepherd and how he meets our needs. Now, if we were to go through the whole psalm, one thing that you will realize is that God meets all our needs. Physically, the needs of our soul, and spiritually. Complete. The reason is that man is made up of three parts. Spirit, soul, and body. And each part of man has a unique need that has to be met. Very unique. And it is only God who can meet all the needs of a man, which is physically, spiritually, and in terms of his soul. Only God can do that. Human beings can satisfy probably just the physical part. But the two invisible parts, they can't do anything. And the reason is that man is made out of three parts. So man is three in one. If you look at creation, in Genesis 2:7, the Bible says, "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." So here you see the three parts of man. It talks about the dust of the ground, which is clay. So in other words, man has a physical body. Clay is physical. So that's why we have a physical body. In Job chapter 4, verse 19, Job said that man's foundation is in the ground. In other words, God forms us out of so we have a body of clay. It's physical. Then it says, God breathed into man. Now, when he breathed into man, that's when the spirit of man was created. In Job 33, verse 4, Job said, "The spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life." So the spirit of man gave man his spirit. So man became a spirit. Then when the spirit of man came into contact with the clay, a third thing was produced, which is the soul. So the soul was a union of the spirit and of the flesh. So he says, when the spirit and the flesh came together, he became a living soul. So we say, man is a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. So man became three in one.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we learned that man is made up of spirit, soul, and body. And when we hear the voice of God, our needs in all these areas will be met. Join us same time tomorrow as this exciting message continues.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to him. You know you are far from God, or you are a backslider, and you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen."
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It says, "Dear Pastor, I asked you to pray for me because I needed a job. And when you pray for me, within 24 hours, I got a job." May you get a job within 24 hours. A father must be able to make very good decisions, because ultimately, the outcome of your life is based on your decisions, both small and big.
What does it mean to be the head and not the tail? In this classic message by Kakrabaden, you will learn what it means to be the head from a biblical perspective. Get ready to take your place as the head. You can order this message series through the following means. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This message is also available on the Kakrabaden app on the App Store or Play Store. Get yours now.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org.
You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 2075 75215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.